Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Well, out here at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival, walking around all of the different wool and sheep products that are here, talking with Tammy Michelson, owner of Maple Hill Farm in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Tammy, tell me a little bit about, you have a lot of different products here that are made with sheep milk, and often you hear of maybe goat milk, but maybe not so common, the sheep milk. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, mostly we milk dairy sheep, and most of our fluid milk goes to Carr Valley Cheese. But I have sensitive skin, so I started making my own products. And so we make sheep milk soaps, lotions, all the different types of bath products. And I only use essential oils in most of my products because, like I said, I have sensitive skin. So that's kind of how it grew to what it is now.
Now tell me a little bit about your operation. How many sheep do you have, and what does it take to get enough to be able to send it for cheese as well as all the rest of the products that you make?
Well, we're milking probably about 75 to 100 sheep. They're a seasonal animal, so we're milking from January to September. And to ship fluid milk, you have to find a truck route. So we were fortunate that there are a couple other sheep dairy operations up by us. But if you're doing just the soaps and lotions, you could do that with just a few sheep. You wouldn't need a ton, but it's a good business for us during the off season, and it actually has grown to be a good internet business for us as well.
Now let's talk a little bit about the sheep milk in comparison to cow's milk or goat's milk. What is different about sheep milk that makes it unique?
Sheep milk actually has a higher butterfat content than cow's milk and even goat's milk. So it's for the bath products, it's more moisturizing for the skin. For cheese making, it yields you can get more cheese out of it.
Now tell me a little bit about the process that goes into making your soaps or bath products. You know, how did you learn to do it, and what do you have to do to make it all and keep up with the demand for your product?
It took a lot of, looking on the internet for different, types of things. I, would find recipes and I would develop them to my skin type. I do have a small commercial kitchen that I do all this in. And like I said, for me it was mainly the sensitive skin that brought me to it. And I just developed it off of my skin type more than anything. So, but then reach out to me for any questions, and I can certainly answer anything that they have.
All right. Out here with Tammy Michelson, owner of Maple Hill Farm in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Have a ton of different products made with sheep's milk. Nice bath products made with a livestock-based agricultural product. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aaron Zimmerman.